Saturday Night Theater. Adventure Story. The play by Terence Rattigan. Adapted for radio by Peter Watts. Paul Damon plays Alexander of Macedon and Margaret Rawlings, the Queen Mother of Persia. Adventure Story.
When did it first start to go wrong? Surely there was no cloud on the horizon in those early days in Pella. I sat in the little sculptor's workshop, watching the marble likeness of the prince take shape under the chisel.
Well, Ephesian, will it flatter me?
It's too early to say, but I expect so.
Sir, the chin a little this way.
All right.
Master! What
is this?
Master, the king.
What?
On his way here. I was in the marketplace. The king rode by with the guards. That young captain who comes here sometimes.
Philotas, yes?
He saw me and roared into the crowd, pretending he was pushing me back. He whispered, "The king's searching Pella for Prince Alexander. Run home and warn your master."
Well, I have done nothing wrong. I am a free citizen of Macedon, acting under the command of the Crown Prince. May the gods protect me.
Stay here.
But, sir, you're your father.
Go on with your work.
Yes, sir. The king!
Get out!
And you?
No, Hephaestion.
You are your minion to stay.
I want Hephaestion to stay.
Why weren't you at the ceremony this morning?
I was engaged on more important business.
Having your portrait done?
Yes?
For the 20th time.
I must admit that the interest that the sculptors seem to show in me is very flattering.
You knew how your absence would be construed.
That I hate weddings and that I loathe my uncle.
And that you have chosen this moment publicly to insult your king. You are under arrest.
Oh?
Not because of the insult. To resent an insult, one must have some respect for the insulter. Your arrest is protective.
Of you or me?
Of both of us.
Indeed, why?
Your soul, I know, lingers so much in the cloudy realms of art and philosophy, and so rarely visits the earth, that it's probable that you haven't heard of the conspiracy that my agents unmasked 2 days ago.
My soul is visiting the earth at this moment, Father. What conspiracy was this?
3 of the ringleaders have already confessed.
To what?
Plotting to murder me and make you king.
They confessed under torture.
Your sensitive spirit is revolted at the thought, eh?
Do they say that I incited them?
No. Your mother.
They are lying.
Of course. How could so loyal and gentle a creature plot against her beloved ex-husband?
For God's know, my mother has reason enough to kill you, Father, but she has not tried to, nor have I.
While I still loved her as my wife, she tried to poison me.
A lie! Invented by you to mask your own crime against her.
Such crimes as condoning her infidelities and publicly acknowledging another man's bastard of my heir.
No, Alexander.
Oh, you can let him go, Ephesian. If I had a Pharynx's 10-foot pike and I were naked, I could defend myself without your help. Parmenion?
Sir?
General Parmenion, you will remain in charge here and are excused from the ceremony of the assembly. These 2 men are not to move from this house until I decide where they are to be confined.
You should have come to the wedding, sir. Why do you do these things when you know how much they enrage him?
I suppose for that reason.
Well, it'll all blow over in a day or 2, I expect.
Not this time.
I'll do my best.
I know you will, Parmenion. This conspiracy, it is an invention, isn't it?
No, sir.
I see. Send up my sculptor, would you? You'll find him hiding in his cellar, I expect.
Do you want me to rescue you?
How?
Oh, we'll make for Athens. We'd raise an army in no time, march on Macedon, turn Philip out, and make you king.
Oh, but I mean...
Alexander, listen to me, please. To be great in this life, you have to take your chances when they come.
Well, possibly, but you must also know when those chances are good.
Any chance that's the last a man will get must be good. Live in exile in Athens if you like, but don't let yourself be tamely beaten by Philip. Let me at least have a triad to rescue. You needn't be involved yourself. What's that noise?
It's my father's entrance into the assembly, I expect. The usual spontaneous acclamation.
Doesn't sound like acclamation, more like anger.
Anger? Anger at King Philip, the savior of our country, my dear Philopus.
And they have heard about your arrest.
Yes, well, they'd be cheering all the louder if they had.
Oh, damn all the guards. Here comes that tough people of mine back again. Hope they haven't spotted my absence. I'll see what he wants.
Why do they hate me so much, if they do?
I tried to make them like me.
How?
The only way I know, by being myself.
Perhaps they don't understand yourself.
Is there so much to understand?
Not to me, only to others. Take even Philotas, for instance.
Alexander, he... You knew it, didn't you?
Knew what?
When you refused to escape just now, you had a reason.
Yes, I gave it to you.
No other?
No other?
You have the luck of a god, and by all the gods in heaven, you'll need it now. Philip has been killed.
Ah.
On his way into the assembly, a man called Pausanias struck a Celtic dagger right into his heart. It was well planned. He got himself among the distinguished guests. He couldn't have done that without influence, sir.
What's happening at the assembly, Philip?
My friend didn't stay more than a second. But, sir, he did hear your uncle shouting that it was a known conspiracy and the work of other people.
What other people? Well?
Alexander's mother and Alexander himself. So you must act at once. You must leave Pella this minute with your escort and go up into the mountains.
Where is Parmenion now?
Oh, shedding a couple of tears somewhere down below, I expect, poor old man. He and Philip were like brothers, you know. So you must hurry. Your uncle knows where you are, and...
Father? My son has told you, sir.
Yes, Parmenion.
I blame myself. We should have guarded him more closely. What is one to believe?
Alexander, it looks as if my father needs to be reassured that you had no hand in King Philip's murder.
I had no hand in his murder.
Swear by the gods.
I swear by the gods. But I murdered him. I murdered him in my thoughts. Not a day has passed, but I wished him dead. Now he's dead. I would not wish him alive. You were his friend, Parmenion. It is best you should know that before you decide what you should do. For myself, I am going back to the assembly.
The assembly? Your uncle is in command there, and you haven't enough troops.
I'm going unescorted and unarmed.
What?
You are all welcome to come with me if you like. But if you do, I must ask you to leave your swords behind.
But, sir...
Ephestion, are you coming?
Yes, of course.
Oh, it's madness. Go, well, there's my sword.
And mine...
When did it begin to go wrong? Not, I think, with his blasphemy at Delphi that day. Apollo could afford to smile at that. It was only 12 short years ago. I, the Pythia, the prophetess of the god, was at prayer in my upper room above the great statue of Apollo.
Madam.
You have no right in this place, sir. This is forbidden ground.
I am here under orders.
No one gives orders in Delphi, save the god Apollo through his chosen mouthpiece, myself.
My master has come to Delphi to consult the oracle and must leave tonight. He demands an audience with you at once.
The mystery of the oracle is a holy boon to be craved of God, not demanded from a hired fortune teller.
Ephestion! Ephestion, what's the delay?
So I told you to stay outside, Philotas.
Yes, I know. Well, this is the holiest spot in Greece, is it? It's rather impressive, I must admit. Reminds me of all my unrepented sins.
Are you this man's master?
In some things, not in all. He beats me in wrestling. But if you mean, am I King Alexander, I am not. As you've no doubt recognized from our armor, we're officers of His Majesty's personal bodyguard, the Companion Cavalry.
Your armor, sir, is unknown to me, but your manners are unmistakably Macedonian. This king you speak of is therefore the new king of Macedon.
And captain general of all Greece.
Oh, an imposing title for so young a man. Wasn't it his father's? I didn't realize it had become hereditary.
That insinuation is a little unworthy of a woman of God. King Alexander was freely elected captain general a week ago. However, don't let's waste time. King Alexander is waiting.
I have already given my answer to King Alexander's request, sir.
I think we'd better go, Hephaestion.
Tell your master I shall bolt and bar the door.
I heard all that, you know. It isn't true. At least I hope it isn't.
How did you get it?
I've always been rather good at climbing. And Apollo helped me.
Apollo?
His statue down there has got some very convenient footholds.
Sir, your presence desecrates this holy place as you have already desecrated the gods in it.
No, no, listen. I'm unarmed. I am Alexander of Macedon.
I had guessed that.
Oh.
King Alexander, I must ask you to leave this place at once.
They told me I have to submit my question in writing, so I've scribbled it out for you. There.
Is this seriously the question you wish to put to the god Apollo?
Yes, why? Oh.
Very well, I shall put this before the council.
Well, why can't you answer it now?
Because it's impossible.
I once asked my tutor how a man could become a god, and he answered, by doing what is impossible for a man to do. Please, please, answer my question now, will you?
If I did, Alexander, it would be my answer, not the god's.
Well, then I suppose I shall have to take that risk. Apollo, please listen to my question and forgive my lack of formality, but I'm in a hurry. My question is, shall I succeed in founding the ideal state? Well, do you feel Apollo answering?
No.
Why are you smiling?
Won't it be necessary first to find out what the ideal state is?
I found that out.
Beyond any doubt.
Now, look, don't make fun of me, Pythia. For 10 years I've worked on this problem.
Your ideal state is a monarchy, I assume.
Oh, yes, it has to be. Democracy has been proved a failure. I mean, look at Athens, swayed by every demagogue, her leaders terrified to take any action that may be unpopular. What a spectacle. Oh, no democracy for me. Oligarchy is as bad. I mean, rule by committee is helpless. You see, Pythia, a ruler must be a dedicated being, dedicated in mind, body, and soul to the ultimate good of the people he is ruling. Above all such human emotions as hatred or love or greed, a sort of man-god, really. That's Aristotle's phrase. And I ask you, where can you find 20 or 30 dedicated man-gods in one state?
I don't know. But you seem confident of having found at least one in Macedon.
You're making fun of me again. I'm not claiming even a shred of divinity, Pythia. That's an Asiatic idea. It's grotesque and dangerous. No. By a man-god, I mean a man who must train himself to act, think, and feel like a god.
I hope I live to see this earthly paradise in Macedon.
I don't think I've been talking only of Macedon, do you?
How magnificent that sounds. How bare the reality will be, Alexander. A few paltry contingents from each state and the Macedonian army. And most 30,000 men.
35, with luck.
And the great king of Persia. Do you know how many men he has?
I think so. Let's see if our figures agree.
2 million.
Oh, an exaggeration. At most 1.5 million. And to raise such an army will take time. And time I don't intend to give him. The most he can bring against me in Asia Minor will be 200,000.
An army 6 times the size of yours, won't that be enough?
I don't think so.
Oh. Why must you do this madness, Alexander?
I must make good my boast.
What boast?
At the wedding banquet when my father married again after divorcing my mother. He made me attend, of course. He wouldn't miss a chance like that. His new father-in-law made a speech saying that now all King Philip's loyal subjects could at last hope for an heir to the throne. I stood up and said, indeed? And what does that make me, a bastard? And then I threw my wine in his face. I was rather a stir at that.
I should imagine there would be.
And then my father got to his feet. He was drunk, of course. He drew his sword quite slowly. No one stopping him. Everyone silent, watching him. And then he started to come at me. I didn't draw my sword. I just stood there waiting. And then his foot slipped in the spilt wine and he crashed between two couches, completely disappearing from view, except for one leg stuck up in the air, his stiff leg. No one laughed except me. I said, "Look, ladies and gentlemen, the man who is about to pass from Europe into Asia can't even pass from one end of a table to another. Perhaps Greece will rejoice when the captaincy general passes to his legitimate heir." And then I walked past all the goggling courtiers and went out.
That was very brave of you.
Well, I didn't think of it as brave. I thought it was rather witty. But I made the boast, and now I must fulfill it.
But your father is dead.
I must fulfill it. So I want the answer to my question. See if you can get Apollo to speak, Pythia.
No, Alexander.
Pythia, if you get the god to answer my question, I shall remember you in my prayers forever. I promise. I shall lead the virtuous life. I shall sacrifice to Apollo every night. Please, Pythia, please.
Oh, Alexander, you're invincible.
Ah.
I shall pray to the god to let me give you his answer.
Thank you, but there's no need now.
But
the oracle has already spoken. Bye, Pythia.
That wasn't the god.
The god spoke.
Alexander, come back. I don't know if it was the god who spoke.
Well, that we shall both of us have to find out one day. Won't we, Pythia?
My son, I only know this. There is one conquest you must make first.
What's that?
Yourself. Know thyself, Alexander.
I've trained myself to look deep into my heart.
And what do you see there? Love or hatred?
Neither the one nor the other. A man god must be above all human emotions.
Beware, Alexander. The gods may grow angry if you try to make yourself one of them.
Let them. Do you hear that, Apollo? A little mortal down here is defying you. He's not only going to tread on your nose again, but he's going to try and join you on Olympus. Well? Well, where's that thunderbolt? You see? Goodbye, Pythia. And thank you.
Remember, Alexander, there's always the last battle.
I shall win it. I am invincible. Goodbye, Pythia. Goodbye.
And it hadn't started to go wrong, I think. Not for Alexander. That day when we in Persia first began to take him seriously. We were in Babylon, sitting in a corner of the Hanging Gardens. That was my son Darius' favorite resting place in the heat of the day. His wife, Queen Statira, and the little princess were smiling at the way the Bactrian general, Prince Bessus, was nodding off to sleep in the heat. Darius was reading a dispatch.
You know, Statira, this boy Alexander has the most wonderful insolence. I begin to admire him. Listen, mother, this dispatch comes from a spy in Gordium.
Bessus!
Wake up and listen to this. He says, there is a local superstition concerning the ancient farm wagon preserved in the Gordium Citadel. According to this legend, the empire of the world will go to anyone who can untie the knot which binds the ox yoke to the pole. Alexander decided to attempt the puzzle. To prevent trickery of any kind, I arranged that he should be followed by a large crowd of townspeople.
Clever.
A little too clever, I'm afraid. Listen. After inspecting the knot for a few seconds, Alexander treacherously severed it with his sword.
Well,
isn't there an element of old-world bravado about that gesture that rather pleases you?
Those sort of madmen are the most dangerous, Majesty.
Dangerous? Yes, at the head of an army, hardly at the head of a skirmishing force.
And what has he had in the way of reinforcements since the Battle of Granicus, huh? He's already defeated a Persian army.
That clever General Charidemus had the best idea. Just leave the boy to rot in Phrygia. He can't get through the Cilician gate.
What are they, Father?
A very narrow pass in the north. Only 3 men abreast can march through it.
It is impregnable. 100 men can hold it.
What shall I do with Alexander when I've caught him, my child?
Put him in a cage with Marduk.
Who is Marduk?
A pet lion cub. Are you taking Marduk with you?
Yes. No, Darius. Oh, I told her she can't.
I don't see why not.
I'm certainly not having him in my quarters.
I didn't realize you were taking your family, sir.
Oh, didn't you, Bessus? You should know I wouldn't be parted from them, even for 3 months.
But is your majesty quite sure? After all, accidents can happen.
Nonsense, Bessus. I rather enjoy these outings.
Mother, what would you have me do with the captive Alexander?
Kill him, of course.
A dispatch addressed to His Imperial Majesty. Your Majesty.
What is it, Darius?
He's broken through the Silesian gates.
What?
Impossible.
How? How did he do it?
A surprise attack. He covered 70 miles in 2 days. Impossible, isn't it?
Impossible.
You know, I'm looking for...
We captured that gorgeous pavilion of yours. More like a throne room than a tent. Was that where... No. It can't have been. Clytus, wasn't it, reached the tent first? I can picture old Father Clytus, the best phalanx man in our army, still muddy and sweaty from the battle, lying on your divan like a Persian prince, waited on by your servant, gorging himself with your food and wine.
Wine, master.
Ah, you speak Greek, do you? What's your name?
Mazaris.
What outlandish names you barbarians do have.
Clytus!
Yes, sir?
What are you doing here?
Guarding the tent, sir.
Look, Philotas. Gods! These were Darius's own quarters, I suppose.
God, but Darius knew how to live. Father, have you ever seen anything like this in all your life?
Not exactly the style of living one would expect of a commander-in-chief in the field.
I agree. Disgusting, I call it.
Disgusting, I call it magnificent.
You would, Philotas.
Who is this man?
Darius's personal servant, sir. I found him hiding under the bed, in there. I gather there were a score or so of others, but some of the men got here first.
Killed?
Yeah.
Pity. They'd have been useful for interrogation. You, what's in that chest over there?
Here is the key, master.
Open it, Philotas.
Yes.
And you, wait in there till we call for you.
Master.
Ye gods.
Well, gentlemen, it looks as if there'll be a chance at last to settle some arrears of pay.
Ah, the wealth of these barbarians. Oh, it makes one vomit.
No, not me, it doesn't.
What do you suppose these things were for?
Perhaps decorations for gallantry.
Yeah, well, they'd hardly have been needed today.
Oh, I don't know. They didn't fight too badly. He insinuated the phalanx ran up.
You only see what's happening on your own sector. It was a beautiful plan of battle. And unlike most plans of battle, it worked perfectly in practice. You see, we happen to have the honor of serving under a military genius.
Genius, Father? My estimate of Alexander as a commander-in-chief is that he's a goodish cavalry captain with the devil's own luck.
Are you going to allow him to insult the king?
Insult the king, you old blockhead, as if I would. I'm far closer to him than you are.
That's a lie.
Oh, yes, I know. You carried him in your arms as a child and saved his life at the Granicus, and he loves you as a father. I suppose we're going to hear all that again.
Sir, I must answer this.
Don't be a fool, Clytus.
Oh, very well.
Philotas, that tongue of yours will get you into trouble one of these days.
A truthful tongue often does.
I have a good mind to order you to be confined to your quarters.
I wish you would, Father. You don't know what's waiting for me in my quarters. A little package I had sent there half an hour ago.
A live package, I suppose. Oh, I've half a mind to order all the men back to our camp at once.
If you did, you'd have a mutiny. Ask Clytus.
What do you mean by that?
I saw you, you wicked old man, and what's more, I saw where you put them.
Them?
Three.
Three? Clytus.
In a tent out there, guarded by his own phalanxmen. Which reminds me, Clytus, you'd better watch out. You know what your phalanxmen are.
Sir, The females to whom your son is referring happen to be three rather important prisoners whom I thought it best to have guarded until the king can see them himself.
Reserved for our ascetic monarch? You might have thought up something better than that.
Who are these prisoners, Clytus?
With your permission, sir, I'd rather tell his majesty of that myself.
Quite so. Well, as we're here, let's celebrate our Greek victory in some Persian wine.
It's not at all bad, as a matter of fact, sir.
Oh?
And while waiting, I did allow myself a sip.
Of course, Clytus, you must have been so hot from your exertions in the battle.
What's that?
Gentlemen, the king.
The king. Now I'll give you one. Ourselves. After all, it's not every day that one helps conquer half the world.
Darius still lives.
Unless Alexander caught him up.
He hadn't a chance. Darius had a clear start. No human being could have ridden through that mess.
Alexander might.
The god Alexander?
No, just Alexander.
Thank heaven. That sounds as if he's back.
Here they are, Hippie.
So, this is what it is to be a king.
Parmenion, Philotas, you forestalled me, I see. You did wonders, both of you. Father Clytus, you're safe, thank God. It was a rumor you'd been killed.
It should take more than a rumor to kill me.
Even the Persians wouldn't have the heart to take Father Clytus from me.
Alexander, let's see that wound.
Oh, don't fuss, Father Clytus. Avician, show them what you've got. Gentlemen, you are looking at the bow and the mantle of Darius.
Got him?
No. I found his chariot in a ditch. He must have got away on horseback. What do you think of the mantle?
Try it on.
How does it suit me?
It might have been made for you.
Now, Alexander, I've got a little surprise for you.
What is it?
You'll see in a minute.
What's the surprise?
I gather it's a special reserve of female captives.
Oh, God, isn't that typical of Father Clytus? Why do so many of my men expect me to behave like an animal? You know, Parmenion, sex and sleep are the two things in this world that make me most conscious of my mortality.
Is that why you so persistently avoid both?
I suppose so.
At least you'll sleep tonight.
Perhaps. Parmenion, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you.
Thank me, sir? What for?
For winning my battle for me.
Thank the gods, sir, not me.
I thank both. Parmenion, did my father ever thank you after his battles?
Yes, sir. Sometimes.
Yeah, well, he wasn't too drunk to remember, I suppose. What do you think he'd have felt if he'd been here today?
Very proud of his son.
This medallion belonged to him. Take it as a reward for today. He would have liked you to have it, I know.
I am most honored and grateful, sir.
Go and stop Clytus making a fool of himself, will you? You and Philotas?
Yes, sir.
And then come back to dinner. Oh, gods, if there's any justice in heaven, let my father know what I've done today. Let him see me now in Darius' tent, wearing Darius' mantle. And let his eyes burn with a sight. Hissin, do you ever think I'm mad?
Yes, Alexander. Sometimes.
So do I. Sometimes. Give me some wine.
A rare request from you.
I'm thirsty. I don't know how people can drink it. I suppose that was Darius' throne.
Yes. Imposing, isn't it?
Very.
Strange object to bring on active service.
The master of the world must keep his state. I wonder where he is now.
The master of the world? Hiding in a ditch somewhere, I expect.
How can a man become a god? Do you remember Aristotle's answer?
By doing what is impossible for a man to do.
To lead 35,000 against 250,000 and win. Have I done the impossible, Hephaestion?
Your divinity is assured. I only hope you don't find it too cold on Olympus.
Cold and lonely, perhaps?
Surely not lonely. On Olympus.
On Earth, I meant. That throne must be a very lonely place. If today I had killed Darius, who
near did we come?
Oh, about 20 paces.
20 paces from the empire of the world. Well, well, well. Next time, let's pray for better luck. Go and inspect the rest of our loot. Oh.
Let's see what's in here.
This way. In here. That's right. Oh, stop wailing, you brat, or I'll give you something to wail about. All right, now. Kneel down, all three of you. That's right. Majesty.
Yes, what is it?
Clitus, you clown.
How do you like them, eh?
Very much, but please take them away.
Don't you want to ask them their names?
I don't want to know their names. Please don't kneel. Stand up.
Mother! Wearing father's cloak.
Clitus, you're under arrest.
Sure.
How dare you do this?
I thought you'd be pleased.
Get out, you barbarian, and count yourself lucky to leave this tent alive.
Yes.
Madam, if there's anything in the world I can do to wipe out this insult, it shall be done.
There is no insult. We are your prisoners, and you may do to us as you please.
You are the Queen Mother of Persia?
I am.
Your son is not dead.
Oh.
He fought as bravely as a man can fight. The gods were not on his side, that is all.
Oh, he's safe, then.
Yes, madam.
Oh.
Your husband lives to fight again. Oh. If he's seen, I'm placing these ladies in your charge. Put a guard of honor on duty and see that they are given every comfort.
Yes, sir.
You can go with him with an easy heart, madam. He is my closest friend and wisest counselor.
We thank you, sir.
Good night, then. With your permission, I shall call upon you tomorrow to see that you're comfortable.
Thank you, sir.
Your Majesty, in case you feel cold in the night, this mantle.
Oh.
Good night, madam.
Good night.
Here. You're in there. Get that bath ready for me.
Yes, master.
It is an impressive throne. I wonder how it feels.
Oh.
Yes?
Master. All is in readiness for your Imperial Majesty.
Ephesian?
Yes, Alexander.
Well, what are you staring at? Come on, Ephesian. Come and watch me take my imperial bath.
Begin to go wrong. It was wrong enough when he sent his envoy, Philotas, to King Darius in Babylon.
You shouldn't receive him here. You should receive him in the throne room in state. I'm tired of state.
Well, at least, Majesty, you should have had yourself announced by your titles.
My titles better sum up very likely to impress the envoy of the man who is already usurping most of them.
All the more reason to give yourself your rightful style.
Is master of the world still my rightful style?
Certainly.
With my wife, my daughter, and my mother in another's power.
They will be returned to you, sir.
Yes, at the price of nearly half that world of which you say I am still the master.
The offer was far too generous, Majesty. If you remember, I spoke against it in the council.
Yes. Bissus, you did. But then, you see, it is not your family who is captive.
The envoy, Majesty.
You are welcome to Babylon, sir. You had, I trust, a pleasant journey.
Thank you.
No doubt before our conference tomorrow you have many matters to talk over with your staff.
I haven't any staff.
You are alone. But these negotiations may be very complicated. Are you sure?
I don't think the negotiations will turn out to be nearly as complicated as you think.
I see.
King Alexander replies to your tenders of peace in the following way. Regarding the ransom of 10,000 talents which you offer for your family, he says that he is in no immediate need of money,
And if he were, he would find other means of acquiring it.
By robbery?
By conquest.
Go on.
Regarding your offer of Egypt, Asia Minor, and the lands west of the Euphrates, he thanks you again, but finds it hard to understand why you should offer him what is already his. Should you, on the other hand, wish to give him the lands of the Persian Empire east of the Euphrates, he will accept.
He is demanding that I surrender my empire without condition.
The condition is that you yourself will come to no harm.
Go to that parapet, sir. Look down at the plain. What do you see?
An army camp.
The size of it doesn't impress you.
Mere size really does.
I have over 500,000 men under arms. Does your king really believe that if he crosses the Euphrates, he would have more than one chance in a million of getting back to Greece alive?
Evidently he must. What message shall I take back to him?
You may tell him this. My offer to him was fair and generous. I made it because he holds in his possession the three people who are dearest to me in all the world. For their sake, I was prepared to make a dishonorable peace. Now he has relieved me of the choice, and I feel strangely glad. I shall fight Alexander without mercy for him or for thought of my family. And of course, I shall win. My chamberlain will escort you back to your quarters.
One moment, sir, before I leave.
Yes?
I have a very painful duty to perform. Your wife. You had heard she wasn't well.
Yes. I had heard.
I'm afraid she... Well, everything that could possibly be done for her was done, but she didn't seem to recover as she should. Just a fever, that's all. It wasn't the doctor's fault.
I see.
Sorry. I should have broken the news less clumsily. Not really used to these diplomatic missions.
You must thank His Majesty for me.
I will.
Thank you.
Well. I need hardly tell Your Majesty what I feel for you at this moment.
Thank you, Bessus. I shall decree general mobilization.
Yes, sir.
This time we will take no chances. Alexander must be killed.
Yes. We need that head to decorate your palace gate. I'll summon the Council of War.
No, I'm sure it had not gone wrong 2 years later at Gorgomela. He'd called us together, Parmenion, Clitus, Ptolemy, and myself, Perdiccas, and gave his orders for the morrow's battle. Darius would hardly have recognized his tent with all the decorations gone and a long, bare table down the middle.
Are there any comments?
Might I speak, sir?
Of course, Parmenion.
I am not going to criticize your plan. Against an enemy outnumbering us by more than 10-1, it is, I think, the best that can be devised. But I should like to suggest another, a surprise attack by night.
I will not steal a victory. This is our last battle. If we win it, the world is ours. If we lose it, we are dead. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Good night, sir.
Why do my hands shake? God. God, take this fear from me. What is it I fear? Is it wounding, capture, pain, death? Tomorrow I am master of the world, the mortal partner of the gods. Or I am dead. Either way, there is nothing to fear, so... So take this agony from me. Look down at me now, Father Philip. And sneer. Say, see what a weak, effeminate coward I am for a son. You used to say it often enough in your lifetime. Say it now and help me. For only anger can conquer fear. You see? My hands are not shaking now. Thank you. Dear father, I am grateful.
Sir.
Parmenion, I gave orders I was not to be disturbed.
Be serious, sir. A plot on your life.
Go on.
A Persian we caught yesterday has confessed under torture that his mission was to secure your death by poison.
How is he going to do that?
Through an agent.
What agent?
The Queen Mother of Persia.
Poor man, a forlorn mission.
His mission was successful, sir. The Queen Mother had promised to do what he asked.
How was it to be done?
I understand she's in the habit of mixing you some kind of drink every evening. You may have noticed she has not done so tonight.
You haven't?
Oh, no, sir. I've left her for you to deal with.
Have you said anything to her at all?
No, sir. I merely had a sentry prevent her from bringing you the drink a few minutes ago. She was angry, I may say. She said it would get cold.
Mazaris!
Master?
Tell the Queen Mother that I am now ready for my drink.
Yes, Master.
Here is an account of the interrogation if you wish to confront her with
it. Put it on the table. Now go. Good night, Parmenion. Until dawn.
Until dawn. Good night, sir.
I have brought your drink. I kept it warm.
Parmenion gave this to me a moment ago. Read it to yourself while I drink this.
Oh. Alexander, that was a very foolish thing to do.
Why?
This report might have been true.
Why didn't you kill me? Tomorrow I'm going to try to kill your son.
Oh. Alexander.
No, don't cry. Please don't cry. Poor dear mother. The Councillor of the Army thinks it's wrong for me to call you that.
They're right.
My own mother is 2,000 miles away.
I know. While my own son is less than a mile.
You want to go to him, don't you?
Yes.
But you know, too, that I can't allow you to.
I could offer him peace.
I'd be a fool to accept it. He must believe he has me here on this plane at his mercy.
He's a gentleman, like you. What harm has he ever done you?
None.
Then why do you hate him?
If he's anything like you, I think I might love him.
And you must try to kill him. Oh, Alexander.
Don't cry. Please don't.
Have you sent a message to your mother today?
I didn't have time. But I shall send her one after tomorrow. After tomorrow.
Try to get some rest now.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, my son.
After tomorrow.
After Gaugamela, our mighty Persian army melted like snow. Then the long flight with King Darius to reach my land of Bactria in safety. Until that morning on the barren Parthian plains when I came to wake him from the first hour's sleep he'd had in 3 days. The master of the world, sleeping in a farm cart.
Darius! Darius, wake up! For heaven's sake, we must start at once.
Oh, water.
Oh, only a sip. It's precious.
Here. That's enough.
Oh, no.
Please, no. We should start.
Princess, I command you. Water.
No. Alexander, there's only an hour or two behind us. Majesty, did you hear what I say?
Oh, yes. I heard.
I've just had word he's riding straight for us. A short way through the open desert.
Let me be. Let me be.
Majesty, your men are waiting for your orders.
Oh. How many men have I?
this morning.
300.
No more desertions. 300 is a large army. With it, I could conquer the world. If I were Alexander,
reach Bactria, and you can have an army of many, many thousands.
Less than a mile away, fighting straight for us.
How many?
50.
Is Alexander with him?
A white horse and a red cloak.
Oh, the gods have delivered him into our hands. 50 against 300.
No.
Get the men into battle formation.
No. We're out of hand, sir. Some have ridden off, the others want to surrender.
Darius! Darius, order your men to fight! Send from here, if you like.
Oh.
Soldiers of Persia! Hear your king, Darius!
Soldiers of Persia!
Persia!
I, Darius,
Darius,
great king of Persia and lord of Asia,
lord of Asia,
command you to lay down your arms and surrender yourselves to Alexander.
No.
You killed the king.
I am your king. Leave it to my horse. Let it go, Antonio.
Bestus. Bestus. Why am I alone? Come quickly, someone. The master of the world is dying, and he must name his successor. Is it nothing to any of you to whom I bequeath my empire? Come to some.
Who are you?
The enemy. Come here. Come, my friend.
Huh?
Come here. I am dying. You must listen to what I have to say.
I'm listening.
I, Darius, great king of Persia.
Darius?
Do you still hear me, Greek?
Yes.
You hear? I do hereby name as my lawful successor, Alexander of Macedon. And I do solemn...
Sir! Sir, he named you his successor. I swear it.
Darius. Well, what are you all staring at? None of you ever seen a dead Persian before. Ephestian, stay with me.
Yes.
The rest of you, please go. It wasn't you, Darius, that I fought. Try to believe that what I have done, I had to do. Don't make a story of this, Ephestian. Don't say that Alexander, when he saw the dead Darius, begged his forgiveness and wept.
I shall say nothing, Alexander.
We shall send him to Persepolis. He shall be buried in the tomb of the kings beside his wife. You must go to Babylon, Ephestian, to break the news to his mother. I never thought it would be like this.
In a farm cart. Do you remember Gordium?
Gordium? The wagon in the citadel, hmm?
The empire of the world in a farm cart. There it is.
There it is. I took your mantle once, Darius. Now you can take mine. And after all, Ephestian, I never did solve that puzzle, did I?
Huh?
How can one solve a puzzle with a sword?
And from then on, things were as they should be. By the time we reached Bactria, the silks and ornaments had reappeared in the royal tent, and Alexander, my master, in the robes and crown of Persia, sat on the royal throne as a great king should do.
Pronounce the sentence, Ptolemy. Alexander, King of Macedon, Captain General of Greece, Pharaoh of Egypt, King of Babylonia, Lord of the Lands, Great King of Persia, and Master of the World, does hereby pronounce that you, Bessus, former satrap and prince of Bactria, have been found guilty of all the crimes of which you have been accused before him. He does now sentence you to be taken from here to the city of Ecbatana, and there to be put to death in whatever manner the High Council of Medes and Persians shall devise. Have you anything to say against this sentence?
I have a favor to ask.
Ask it.
I am a soldier. All that I have done, even the killing of Darius, has been done in fighting for my country, against my country's invader. I'm ready now to meet my death. But I should like to meet it as a soldier, not as a felon. I ask to be allowed a military execution.
The favor is refused. Take him away.
Oh.
Well, so much for King Artaxerxes IV. May the gods help him.
I think you might have granted his request.
It wasn't unreasonable.
It was unreasonable. He killed Darius.
Well?
I am the rightful great king of Persia in the true line of succession. And so that the world should know that, I have today decreed the punishment of my royal predecessor's murderer. Are you answered, Clytus?
Well, it was only that I felt sorry for him.
You think I didn't?
I'm sorry. I'm a tactless old fool, as you said.
Your father, Clytus, and I wouldn't have you changed. Now, gentlemen, I'll march into Sogdiana. Are there any comments?
The date you've given for the junction of the four columns at Samarkand, isn't it too soon, sir?
The date stands, Perdiccas. By the first days of spring, we must be ready to cross the mountains into India.
India? So the rumors are true?
Yes, Ptolemy. What comments have you to make?
Well, none, sir, none. Except that I'm told the Indians are rather numerous.
So were the Persians. Is there anything else?
Now, I've had a report this morning from Herat. Our garrison there has been wiped out by some local chieftain called, Oxiates.
Is there no way of pacifying this devil's country? Titus, didn't you take hostages from this man?
Yes, sir. I took his daughter.
Throw him her head as a present. Where is she, in the camp?
Yes, sir. In fact, sir, I think you know her.
I know her?
I sent her into the other night with one or two other captives and...
Well?
She was the one who stayed.
Oh. Roxana! Is this the girl, you mean?
I imagine, sir, you'll be retracting that order you gave just now.
Why?
Well, sir, I thought under the circumstances...
Her father is a traitor and her life is forfeit.
You hear that, my girl?
She only speaks some weird mountain dialect.
Pretty enough, little face. Well... This is a sad business.
The murder of my garrison was a sad business, too, and you're a soft-hearted old idiot, Clytus.
Just a minute, sir. It seems to me that Clytus, for once, was talking sense just now.
That'll be enough from you, young Ptolemy.
We're all agreed it needs a pretty drastic solution. If there's ever a league between four or five of these mountain chiefs and they get across our lines of communication, we'll none of us see our homes again, much less India.
Go on.
There are two alternative policies, terrorism and conciliation.
I can't make advances to the whole Bactrian race.
But that's exactly what you can do, sir. Hmm? Through the very attractive person of this Bactrian lady. If you want to pacify Bactria in a few days, at no cost whatever, and for good, there, sir, stands your way.
Ptolemy, you're surely not suggesting that Alexander should marry this girl?
No, it doesn't have to be a proper marriage. I mean, not according to our rights.
The King of Macedon. An emperor of the world marrying a barbarian peasant girl?
She's the daughter of an important Bactrian chieftain. Aren't you my girl?
Why, you don't make Alexander the laughing stock of the world.
I don't think somehow whatever Alexander did, he could be quite that. Besides, we can make up a fine story about it. Love at first sight. The chivalrous conqueror insisting on marriage and all that.
The prospective bridegroom might have something to say in the matter.
Of course, sir. It's for you to decide.
Thank you, Ptolemy. I shall. Leave me now, will you? I have Philotas being brought in a moment.
I think it over, sir.
Come here. Love at first sight, the chivalrous conqueror, Or... at least you'd have one valuable asset as a wife. You can't talk.
Alexander! The Vestian!
Go away now, Roxana.
Thank God you're back. Was it a troublesome journey?
It was a long one. You've covered a good deal of ground since I saw you last.
I shall have covered a lot more in a few months. Tomorrow we march on Samarkand, and then on to the last river. There I intend to found another city. I shall call it Alexandria at the End of the World. How do you like the name?
Oh, it sounds a little sad.
Does it? To me, it sounds magnificent. Have some wine.
Thank you.
To another world beyond this one.
A world of ghosts?
No, a world of men. You can't fight ghosts.
You can't conquer them.
You saw Parmenion in Babylon?
Yes.
And the Queen Mother is still resolved to punish me for the death of Darius?
I'm to tell you that her feelings for you have not changed.
But will never see me, or speak to me, or write to me again. Mm-hmm. Has she forgotten that I can command her to do all these things?
She is the mother of Darius.
Perhaps I had better teach her who I am.
The prisoner, Philotas.
Bring him in. Sit down, Philotas.
Well, my dear, well, some of your interrogations have been a little severe.
You're in the hands of the High Council of the Army. I have nothing to do with it.
Haven't you?
I know you don't believe it, Philotas, but I want to help you.
Help me, then. Give me back my command and punish my accusers.
You are your own chief accuser. Shall I read to you some of the things that you are reported to have said?
If you must. Can I pour myself a cup of wine, meanwhile?
Yes,
let's make the best of these few minutes.
The greatness of a man is to be measured not by what he does, but by what he is. On that premise, Alexander is about as great as my little finger.
Remember when I said that? I was drunk.
Not too drunk to remember having said it. Surely the place for a god is on Olympus, not on the throne of Asia.
An unexceptionable sentiment, I should have thought, from an atheist.
The council may not find it so.
Is it a crime to make a joke?
Was it a joke?
As much of a joke as people saying you're a god.
We began as the companions of a Macedonian adventurer. We've ended as the slaves of an Oriental despot. Was that too a joke?
No. I think that was true.
You see, Hephaestion, what can I do? Why, Lotus, it is you who are making an Oriental despot of me. How can you think that this is what I want to be? I am still your friend, and determined, if I can, to save you from yourself. What I've done, I shall not allow to be destroyed, either by the actions of my enemies or the taunts and jeers of my friends. Which is why, in a few days' time, you, my dear friend, may have to die. For this document will be your death warrant if I give it to the council.
Then why give it to them?
I shall burn it if you fulfill one small condition.
That I fall down in public and worship you as a god.
That at your trial you retract every word you said against me, and that you swear to me now that you will never say another as long as you live.
That's just what I said. That I fall down and worship you as a god.
Thank you for the wine, Alexander.
God! Take the assassin back to his jail.
Philotas! I beg of you, think before you do this.
I've thought, Alexander. I shouldn't have had that drink. It was a mistake on an empty stomach.
Goodbye. I've enjoyed the adventure. I wish I could have seen how it ended. Goodbye, Hephaestion.
Philotas,
do what Alexander asks.
I'm not Alexander. I can't do the impossible.
Come on, my friend. Forward march.
Hephaestion, I am giving you an order. There is no one else I can ask it of.
I'm glad of that.
You must return to Babylon at once, take a battalion of foot guards, and put Parmenion under arrest.
Parmenion?
He controls the heart of my empire.
What makes you think...
Oh, God, but you enrage me, Hephaestion, sometimes.
Sorry.
You will go to Babylon and send a message to Parmenion requiring his presence at the palace. You'd better say that you're ill and you can't go to him yourself. Afterwards, you must read a proclamation to the troops, and it will have my signature and seal on it. I shall declare that I have incontrovertible proof that Parmenion, like his son, had been plotting against me.
Had been?
He must die resisting arrest.
No.
There is no other way.
No, Alexander.
Do you think I'd like to give you that order? Any possible thing to do?
Then you must find someone else to do it.
You're the only one I can trust.
In this you can't trust me. If I went to Babylon, I should betray you.
You'd disobey an order?
You could order me now to follow my sword. That I should obey. Even for you, I won't commit murder.
This is the moment that Alexander first discovered that he had no friend in all the world. And that from now on, he must stand alone. Leave me now. And for all I care, you need never come back again.
Send in Perdiccas! Madari! More wine!
Alexander?
Roxana, I'd forgotten you'd appointed yourself my cupbearer. Yes, thank you. What toast shall I give you, eh?
Death to all the king's enemies, eh?
Well, that includes, of course, your father, which is rather a pity. Do you love your father, Roxana? Does he love you? You find the very idea ridiculous. And who am I to blame you? Here. Drink to his perdition in a loving cup. Good. Yeah. Wait a minute, Roxana. You see, in one hand, a ring, a very pretty ring, it belonged to my mother. And in the other hand, a dagger, also a very pretty one, that belonged to my father. Now, let's play a little game. You must choose which hand, the right or the left. Now choose. Understand? Yes. I think you'll make a good wife, Roxana. I see you also have the quality of luck.
But when Perdiccas came to me here in Babylon to say that Alexander wished to see me before he left for India, I began to fear for him. And when I heard that Philotas had been arrested, then I knew. Poor Alexander. After Perdiccas had left me to prepare for my journey to Alexandria at the end of the world, I sat thinking for a long time.
I found walking in the gardens.
General Parmenion, how good of you to come and see us.
I'm afraid it isn't pleasure that brought me to the palace today, ma'am.
Oh.
It's duty. I have to see Perdiccas.
You'll find him in the palace.
I understood. He was ill in bed.
He left me here a minute ago. As for being ill, he may be. But he was concealing it very well.
Oh, strange.
Oh, Grandmother, that's Alexander's writing. Let me see.
No, dear. He sends you his love.
Oh.
He wants me to go and see him. Darling, I'm afraid I shall have to leave you here alone for a few months. Will you mind?
Oh, Grandmother, you swore you'd never speak to him again.
I've changed my mind.
Then you must act as my courier to Alexander, ma'am. I'll give you many messages for him.
I shall be glad to take them.
And, of course, to my son.
Yes, of course.
There's a rumor the young scamp's in trouble. Been cheeking Alexander again, I expect.
Look, Grandmother, there are some of Alexander's own foot guards.
I expect they're guarding General Perdiccas.
Oh. Is he very important?
Very important.
Perdiccas important? First I've heard of it.
General Parmenion, which gate did you use?
I took the liberty of coming through your private apartments. I hope you don't mind.
Did anyone see you?
No.
Will you go back at once to your own headquarters using the same gate?
But, ma'am...
And send down a message to Perdiccas saying that you are ill and that he must come to you.
But I'm not ill.
Neither is Perdiccas.
No. No more he is.
Please, General, please do what I ask.
Grandmother, is there anything wrong?
No, dear. General, I know you understand me.
Why, I wonder. Why?
General, this may be all my imagination.
Is my son dead?
No, General, I don't think so.
I believe he is.
Try not to think of him at the moment. Think of yourself.
Yes, I must, mustn't I? When you see Alexander, give him this medallion for me, will you? He gave it to me after Isis. He might like to have it back. Goodbye, ma'am, and thank you for being a very true friend. Goodbye, my little lady. Take care of yourself.
Goodbye.
If I may leave this...
Your sword, General. You're not going to...
I'm going to see Perdiccas. He has a message for me from Alexander. So, of course, I shan't need my sword.
Oh.
Goodbye.
By the time we reached Alexandria at the end of the world, the silken divans were back in the tent. Alexander would lie down now to drink his wine.
You asked to see me, sir.
Yes, Ephistian. About the wedding ceremony, there's a banquet afterwards. I shall expect you to be present.
Very well, sir.
And Ephistian?
Yes, sir.
I shall expect you to sit at my right hand.
Thank you. Is that all?
I see. I must humble myself. Will you forgive me, Ephistian?
There's nothing to forgive, sir.
Oh, for the love of God! What do you want me to do? Mend my clothes and pour dust on my head? I'll do it if you like. The truth is, Ephistian, I'm not as invincible as I believed. I admit defeat, and I would like to salute my conqueror.
Alexander.
Cilia. I've needed you, you know, these last few weeks.
I'm sorry.
Parmenion is dead. Perdiccas sent a courier on ahead. Philotas was executed a month ago.
Yes, I heard that.
I know what you're feeling about me at this moment.
Not about you, Alexander, for you, that's all.
I'm not a murderer, will you believe that?
Yes.
Despot I am, because I must be, but I still have that ideal that began this adventure. The world state, no more war, no more oppression. A universal peace blessed by the almighty gods. It's not an unworthy vision, is it?
No, Alexander, it isn't.
And if I fail, who else will succeed?
No one.
So I mustn't fail, hmm? How easy to have pardoned Philotas, to have taken the risk over Parmenion, to have gained for myself the title of Alexander the Kind, Alexander the Merciful. Other words for Alexander the Weak, the Defeated. And Alexander mustn't be defeated, or he'll betray both himself and his vision. Hmm? Hmm? Have some wine.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on. I've never before you must get drunk on my wedding night. You must forgive my lecture on political science. Did I sound like Aristotle?
A little.
The bride wants to show herself to her loving spouse-to-be. May she come up?
Yes, let us inspect Her Majesty.
Her Majesty? She's not going to be there, is she?
Just for today, at the ceremony.
I was going to say, I mean, a Persian. Oh, that would never do. All right, my girl. Bring her in, Solomon.
Your loving husband salutes you. I admire your face and figure almost as much as I do your dowry.
A dowry?
Roughly 30,000 lives and 6 months campaigning. I call that valuable enough, don't you?
I certainly do. If you brought me 6 months nearer home, I salute you too, my dear.
Do you approve of my choice of bride, Ephistian?
Most emphatically.
You're carrying her crown in the procession this evening, aren't you?
No, it's yours I'm carrying.
Hmm? Hmm. Oh, yes, of course, Well, who's carrying hers? Titus, is it you?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? You're carrying Roxana's crown in the procession.
Yes, that's right. I walk ahead of her all the way, holding the cushion in the air. And let her climb the stairs and sit down, and then I go up and put the crown on her head. Correct, sir?
Correct, save for one thing. You've forgotten the obeisance.
The what?
You have to kneel down at the foot of the throne and place your head to the ground.
I'm not going to do it.
Oh, don't be a fool, Clitus.
Fool I may be, but I'm not chewing dirt in front of any little barbarian.
Clitus?
If I'd known there was going to be all this mumbo-jumbo, I'd...
The great king of Persia is taking a wife, and the ceremony must be carried out according to the rites and usages of his Persian ancestors.
His Persian ancestors? Holy gods above.
Get him out of here.
Clitus, come away. It's a pity our Persian ancestors lost the Battle of Marathon, isn't it? Then they might have saved us all this fighting we've been doing these last 8 years.
Stop it, Clitus.
Let me take his part in the ceremony and he can take mine.
Yes, all right, all right. But get him out of here. His boorishness offends me.
Yes, great king and master of the world. I'll go. And I'll carry a crown for you this evening. But by God, I won't kneel in the mud in front of you either. I'm a free-born Macedonian and I'd sooner die.
And that may not be so difficult to arrange.
Ah, oh, yes, you can have me murdered as you had Parmenion.
Take him out or I'll kill him.
Come on, Clytus.
Thank God that he isn't alive today to see the shame of his...
You dare, Alexander! No. Let me go!
Unlike yourself. Kill it, but at least twas a man.
God!
Your Majesty,
give me a spear.
No, Alexander!
Alexander, only that I'm rather drunk. You shouldn't have.
You killed my father. I wished him dead, and he did die. And now I've killed him again. Clytus! Father Clytus! Parasite! Parasite! Must die!
Go!
Ptolemy, help me to carry him.
Yes, it had gone wrong by then. It was 10 days later when I arrived to find Hephaestion supervising the dismantling of the tent.
Perdiccas, thank God you're back. I thought you were going to miss us.
What's going on? Why are you breaking camp?
India.
But that's madness. It's far too early in the year. Even the foothills will be snowed up.
We must hope the gods are kind.
What's made him change his mind like this? Clytus?
You heard about that?
Yes, we've caught a couple of deserters. Was Alexander going to move off without waiting for us, then?
Yes, you're 3 days late.
What's going to happen to the Queen Mother? Are we supposed to leave her in this place, Alexander at the end of the world, or whatever it's called?
She's to follow the march to India.
She'll never survive that.
I've told him so many times.
What's the matter with him? Gone off his head or something?
How was your commission?
Oh, pretty horrible. Necessary, of course. Still, I can't say I enjoyed it.
Perdiccas?
No, yes, sir.
Saved yourself a court-martial by a matter of hours.
I'm sorry, sir. The rivers are in flood, and I didn't care to take risks with the Queen Mother.
Where is she?
I arranged her old accommodation.
Bring her here.
Oh, she might be asleep,
so
sir.
So might I, but I'm not. Bring her home.
Yes, sir.
How long to dawn, Christian?
About 2 hours.
Oh, God, but this night is endless. Do you know the order of march?
Yes, sir. I've been over it many times.
I shall ride Bucephalus tomorrow, as if I were going into battle.
Yes, sir.
Poor old Bucephalus.
Yes, sir, the Queen Mother.
All right, leave me, see that we're not disturbed.
Yes, sir.
They're not at court. You're in my tent alone, and there's no one watching us. Get up. You look ridiculous. I apologize for the discomforts of the journey. I see. You're going to keep your vow. Very well, as you please. I've no doubt that there will be moments on the march through the Himalayas to India when you may feel inclined to break your decorous silence. Yes, madam. India. You don't suppose that I'd be fool enough to leave an avowed enemy behind me in Babylon? I'm not as mad as that. Some wine? Well, perhaps you'll forgive me if I do. No doubt in Babylon you've been hearing rumors that I've become a drunkard. But wine, it doesn't make me drunk. It makes me more clear-headed. What's that in your hand? A medallion? For me. Thank you. I recognize this. It belonged to my father. I remember now. It's dangerous to do such things to me in my present mood. I killed a man the other day with my own hands for less. Well, you'd better go. No, no, don't pick it up. Let it lie there and rot like its master's body. Go on. Go, be ready to start in 2 hours.
Mother? Mother, turn round. Look at me, Mother. Please look at me. You are my prisoner, and I command you. Lift your eyes and look at me. What do you see? Tell me. Am I so very changed? What has happened to me?
Only what had to happen to any man who makes himself a god.
Thank you at least for speaking to me. Should I not have tried at all?
How can I say? You have changed the face of the world, and the world may one day be grateful for your sacrifice.
Why did no one warn me of the misery and self-hatred of Godhead?
I warned you.
Ah, but then I had begun the adventure. I couldn't turn back.
The priestess in Delphi warned you.
She said, know yourself. But I did know myself then.
Is that true, Alexander? Isn't the true reason for your despair at this moment that only now, at last, are you beginning to know yourself?
Am I as vile as that?
It's not you who are vile. It's what is in you.
My devil?
Yes.
And my devil is hatred.
Of a man who is dead.
And all I have done adds up to no more than the antics of a little boy who has tried to show his father that he too can be a man.
And has succeeded so well that now he has ceased to be a little boy and become his own father.
God in heaven, what a revenge! Do you hear that, Father Philip? There's a joke for you to relish. Philip! Drinks to Philip! Drunkard to drunkard! Despot to despot! Murderer to murderer! Has my vision then always been false?
No, Alexander, not your vision. Only what gave it birth.
I know. And must I still go on?
Until the end.
It'll be hard to bear.
You will bear it.
The world is so small. Why isn't there another world to conquer? Mm. It's only when I have action that I can forget who I am and what I have become. May the gods yet grant me an early death in battle. In India, perhaps.
Perhaps. But whatever the gods may grant you, you must accept and endure without complaint. That is the price you have to pay for making yourself one of them.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for coming back to me. And don't leave me alone in the dark again.
My son.
I humbly beg pardon, sir, but I've been asked to present a petition to you from the 2nd Division of Thessalonian Horse. They beg to be allowed the honor of leading the march on India.
Their request is granted.
Yes, sir.
And Vericus, you will join us in India at the earliest opportunity.
Join you?
Yes, from Babylon.
But I've just come from Babylon.
And you're going back there tomorrow. You're to escort the Queen Mother.
Gods above, it's all of 1,000.
All right, Vericus.
Yes, sir.
I shall come to your tent to say goodbye and to thank you.
For what?
For breaking your vow.
I'd forgotten my vow. Another conquest for Alexander.
The greatest he will ever make. By far. Good night, brother. Ephesian! I have some new orders for you.
Yes, sir?
And don't call me sir. You know it annoys me from you. I've noticed the men have accumulated far too much baggage.
Yes, I've spoken to the under-officers about it.
But they say that if Alexander has 20 cartloads, why shouldn't they have one? Yes, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. You and I will go out now and we'll make an enormous bonfire. Like the bonfires we used to make as boys. And on top of it all, I shall put that throne.
Yes, I should like to see that throne on a bonfire.
Ah, but will it burn, do you think?
I pray to the gods it will.
And so do I, Ephesian. So do I.
But it didn't burn, did it, Alexander? And the gods must have looked down and laughed at us. They must have known that though the wood might blaze and the gold and silver melt, the throne would remain untouched and terrible, and that it would destroy you.
Oh, no.
The throne of the world is where Alexander sits.
Oh, no, no.
How long will it be? Will this delirium go on till the end?
Master, who can say?
He must be made to understand. Sir, the time has come for you to name your successor.
Sir, this is Ptolemy. Am I to succeed you? Make a sign. Perdiccas, then. Your child to be.
Hephaestion. Hephaestion.
Yes.
Hephaestion is dead, Alexander. He died a year ago.
Why did you die, Hephaestion? I put the whole empire in mourning for you. Did you know that?
And I killed a doctor who failed to save your life. How could he have saved you when you didn't want to live? Why didn't you want to live?
You know why.
But on the march to India, we laughed together. And we were one again. When we sailed down the Indus, side by side, crowned with the laurels of victory, we were happy then, too, weren't we?
No, Alexander. The shadow of the throne was still between us.
The throne.
The throne.
Yes, sir. The throne. To whom do you bequeath the throne?
I caught a little fever swimming. Now they tell me I'm dying.
Your successor.
I must name my successor now.
Who shall it be? Whom shall I condemn to death? What other friend shall I murder?
Sir, your successor. We must know your successor.
Zeus.
Zeus is on Olympus.
He is my successor. Let the father of all the gods carry the burden from now on.
Mother.
I'm here, Alexander.
Let me sleep.
You shall sleep.
The adventure is over now, isn't it?
Yes. It's over now.
What a pity.
I've shown him, though. Haven't I, Mother? I've shown him.
Yes, my son. You've shown him.
Adventure Story by Terence Rattigan was adapted for radio by Peter Watts. Paul Daneman played Alexander the Great and Margaret Rawlings, the Queen Mother of Persia. The part of General Parmenion was played by David March, Titus by Francis DeWolfe, and Philotas by Nigel Graham. Hephaestion was played by David Brierley, Darius, King of Persia, by John Justin, and Philip of Macedon by John Wise. Prince Bessus was Anthony Jackson, Perdiccas, Christopher Bidmead, Ptolemy, Michael Harbour, and Mazares, Harold Cascott. The Pythia of Delphi was played by Margaret Robertson, Queen's Tatira by Barbara Mitchell, and Princess Tatira by Sean Davis. Other parts were played by Alexander John, Christopher Bidmead, Michael Harbour, and Margaret Robertson. The play was produced by John Powell.